Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A very select few outside of the committee have been trusted with the duty, privilege, and sacred responsibilities of Am I Wrong? Today, we add to that list. Here to tell Chad and the rest of us just how it is with the unveiling of this week's resolutions determined solely by her. The meanest mom in Minnesota.
Wow. Wow is right.
Yeah, that's a lot. Okay.
Now I feel the pressure.
There
it wasn't
is
so
a lot
bad
of
before.
Pressure.
Now there's honest to goodness pressure.
Okay. Why do you call yourself? Because one texter's furious at me thinking I've called you this. Honestly, we have someone in who's donated money. And I'm just going to start calling you the meanest mom in Minnesota. I told the person, look in the mirror. My God. Okay, why do you call yourself this description?
Well, you know what? It's not just a bad case of RBF. You can even ask my lovely son here. I tend to intimidate people. And although I like to be friendly with my son, I am not the friend. That's not my job there.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you. Thank you.
Nobody needs a cell phone. Or especially a smartphone until at least eighth grade.
Yep.
If you're going to buy your kid a bike, let's get him a bike that they have to pedal to propel.
Oh, did you hear me talking about that?
No, I didn't.
I suggested if, what age did we say? Did we say 18?
Maybe you when said 18. I think I went further and said if you are perfectly able-bodied, no health challenges, and you're under 50, pedal your dang bike.
Yeah. Amen. I suggested, again, able-bodied because Quentin... we're going to get him one to help him go further. But able-bodied, you lose your kids for about a month.
Perfectly fine.
If you're just buying your kid the motorized bike and they're fine and you're giving them this bailout, lose your children. Okay?
Check nextdoor.com any day of the week and you will find this is one of the hottest topics right now because all over the cities,
they're everywhere.
Kids are tooling around. They're not paying attention. And what's worse, they're staring at a cell phone screen
while they're doing
while operating a miniature motorcycle. It's outrageous. Absolutely not. Oh. Let's go back to basics. Could we please?
She fits in right with the show.
I like this.
This is excellent. How much preparation did you put in for this particular segment? Because Dave puts in like 2 minutes.
You know, I did my best. And of course, when you're really trying to come up with something fun and creative, that's when your mind goes blank.
Yep.
So I've only got a couple of notes here, but we'll work our way through it.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Let's go with number one.
All right. Kind of riffing on what we've already covered, but we're now on the second generation of what I call pasty basement children. They cower in natural light. They don't know how to hold a conversation.
Yes.
So my first statement is this. Mom, Dad, everyone, put down the phone. Close the iPad, put the laptop away. Let's start talking with our kids again. Because most of the teenagers nowadays, if you try to start a conversation with anyone under the age of 25, they just stare at you like, why aren't you texting me this? Nobody can even carry on a conversation. We've all started talking to each other as if we are arguing online. It's not just coming more commonplace. It's accepted in society. I am over it. Let's put down the devices. Let's get back to eye contact. I mean, I spent years at the U studying interpersonal communication just in time for cell phones to start taking over our lives, right? I have the worst timing in history. But honestly, you go to a restaurant, and when you see these kids sitting there with mom and dad, and they are engrossed in the iPad, no one is having a conversation.
All of them.
Yes.
The parents are, too.
To go out with your family and then sit there and everybody stares at their phones?
Yes.
Same with groups of kids. We've been fishing, and I'll see a group of girls walk by. They're not speaking to each other. They are together, and every darn one of them is staring at a screen. There's a real world out there. I think we need to get back to living in it.
Hit it.
Am I wrong?
You want to go first?
No, please. Please, you. This is
100% correct.
Could she have been better? I don't think so.
Pasty white basement dwellers?
Yep. Pasty basement children. Yeah. A whole generation of them. It's terrible.
Pasty basement dwellers. That is now going to be a part of the lexicon of the show. We're going to work that in. You're 100% right. It's sad. It's enabling. It's laziness by parents. It's worrying that their kids won't fit in. I'm not saying you deny all technology to kids at a certain age. There's a safety benefit to it.
True.
But there's also this new thing. It's called the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
There's this new thing called dialogue. It's face-to-face dialogue. And I think we've all read enough studies. What a detriment, not just short-term, but long-term detrimental issues related to this, that your ability to form other relationships, your ability to find a job, your ability to adjust under difficult circumstances. So I ask you this, how is it going to change dramatically? Because I would love to hold more parents accountable, and that's what we're trying to do in this dialogue.
Fair.
I just don't think enough parents are going to change. Because it's become so ingrained, and a lot of parents, unlike you, feel like being a friend to their child is also an essential part of being a parent, and that thought makes me want to vomit.
I could not agree more. I mean, we all do some compensating. In our family, we happened to lose Dad very, very early on, and so I admit I did a lot of compensating, but not in the sense of, here's an iPad, the iPad will raise you now.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we have an overwhelming collection of Lego, but at least that's still interactive and it's still teaching something.
Mm-hmm.
Go with the STEM toys. But when these kids who unfortunately spend their entire youth communicating only through a chat on a video game or something along those lines, they genuinely have never learned to have a relationship and to carry on a conversation. And it's a lost art.
Okay, so 8 and 5, your girls, how are you going to deal with it?
We fight screen time every day, number one. We try to minimize as much as possible. But the cell phone thing will be tough. I fully agree. I do not want either of them to have any smartphone until they are at least in high school. But we're going to get to the point of...
It's going to be a challenge.
You know, she has one and she has one and she has one and why can't I?
Yep.
And my answer is going to be, well, first, trust me.
Yep.
Listen to the meanest mom in Minnesota second. And try to explain as best we can all the research that's out there showing exactly what you just talked about.
Let me teach you a quick phrase,
yes.
Dave. It goes like this. I'm not their parent. I'm your parent.
I've used that one.
I don't care what your friend's parents choose to do in their home. Here's how we're going to do it now. This is our home, and this is how we do things.
Hate me for now. Hopefully you'll like me for it later.
Okay. People can tell you're comfortable, you're skilled at this. Tell people a little bit your background in radio.
Hey, you know what? I fell in love with radio in my early 20s. I still remember the Christmas that I got my first AM/FM clock radio. And that was at a time where right here in the Twin Cities, there was the most amazing battle royale going on between a WLOL pop station and a KDWB pop station.
Yeah, right.
And it was, you were divided into groups, into cliques. In elementary and junior high.
Yes.
So I didn't really think about any sort of career there. Years later, I dated a guy that suggested, hey, you know what? You might want to think about radio. At the time, I was over at the University of Minnesota working on a master's program. And
it's a lot of people with their master's working in radio.
Tons of us.
Oh, let me tell you.
Okay.
Those poor parents of mine. Oh, God, how disappointed were they? They're both PhDs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it was my generation definitely brought it down a notch. But, yeah, I left. I decided to go into radio. I wound up moving all over the Midwest.
Yep.
I spent much of my career in northern Illinois. Most recently up near McHenry County, not far from Jason DeRusha-land, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my
Jason's
God.
From Des Plaines.
Sad.
They had that great oasis, the McDonald's, that actually was up over I-90. So cool. But yeah, I also spent 4 years in Fargo, North Dakota. And then I got a new boss when I finally decided I was tired of being yelled at all day long by the wrong guy. If some short man was going to scream at me all day long, it was going to be the cute one in the diaper I just gave birth to, not the program director at that particular radio station.
I'm flattered.
So I needed to pivot.
Yeah.
I needed to pivot, and I was a single parent by that point. So good luck getting a babysitter to come watch your kid at 3:30 in the morning so you can go do a morning radio show. So
impossible.
Yeah, it is. I tried. I promise. I really, really tried. But we had an opportunity to then move back here from the Chicago suburbs. I also had spent 4 years up in Fargo, so fortunately have a couple of contacts around. But ironically enough, a couple of weeks ago, I happened to stumble bass ackwards into another offer.
Oh.
So, I'm cheating on my own show.
Oh, excellent. Wow. We like that.
All right.
Let's pause here, so we'll have plenty of time for two or three more when we come back. Does that work out?
Absolutely.
Already significantly better than the committee. The meanest mom in Minnesota is ending the committee's run. Thank you. Back in moments on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We continue. Am I wrong with the meanest mom in Minnesota? Okay. What is next on the docket?
Let's see. All right. Let's see. What's next? I'm tempted to go with Chad Hartman is wrong about mayonnaise.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I mean, it's the most versatile condiment in the fridge.
Who are you?
You can add garlic. You can add horseradish. You can do anything with it, spicy, mild. What hurt you regarding mayo? When did this happen? Don't you love opening up that brand new jar of mayo? Get that slight rotten egg smell? It's incredibly appetizing.
I don't even need to respond. I mean, you just nailed it right there. Yeah, I mean, you're pointing out you need to add all these other items that have flavor to it, that have taste, have a little snap to it. Mayonnaise, non-descriptive. It's there, and you don't even notice it.
Oh, I don't know
about
that.
Mustard, much better.
Mustard is good. I'll give you that. Mustard is good, but I contend.
Mayonnaise.
You are wrong.
Child.
Chad Hartman.
Child, where do you stand on mayonnaise?
I am with Chad on this.
Thank you.
Wow. I think it could.
I've got a spare bedroom. I mean.
I know, right?
It could be versatile, but on its own, what is mayonnaise?
Thank you. On its own. It's not a solo act.
Well, nobody's sitting down with a spoon and a jar of mayo, Chad.
It's like Sonny. You know, he needed Cher. It's like DeRusha without Dan Cook. DeRusha needs Dan. Mayonnaise.
Not really.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Mayo, it has become trendy to hate on mayo, and I think people are doing it so they seem like they're healthy, and they're full of crap. Mayo is wonderful.
I agree.
And the number one problem with most sandwiches, not enough mayo, not enough sauce. Not enough sauce.
You got to have the right sauce to try.
How do you feel about aioli? How do you feel about aioli?
Of course. Oh, I love aioli.
It's okay.
It sounds fancy mayo.
What voice are you doing over there?
Bro?
Yours.
Oh, I didn't really. Yeah. Now, if it is a part of four or five other items,
and all of a sudden
it becomes better, fine. But on, I mean, like, who thinks if I just put mayonnaise and on a ham and cheese, it's better? Get out of here. Mustard.
Oh, ham and cheese is better with mayonnaise. Yeah. What an idiotic example.
Objectively better.
Okay, give me a sandwich.
Mayo on one side, mustard on the other.
Okay, how about this one? Everybody's obsessed with the turkey sandwiches the day after. Mayonnaise does not help the turkey sandwiches.
Totally wrong.
Does not help.
Well, you're insane about the turkey thing, too. And don't you hate on cranberry?
Yeah, cranberries.
These are some of the best things. This is what gets me excited for fall.
Why are we even talking to him about this?
I don't need a PSL.
Yeah. I would say this. If it is homemade, top-notch, elitist cranberry, I'm there. Most cranberry is dime a dozen.
Disagree.
Yeah. I could not disagree more.
I like the canned cranberry, like where it like sort of a little squiggle.
Derusha.
Give me a little squiggle.
Mina's mom in Minnesota must have to make you some of her cranberries.
I like
sauce.
A
it's
homemade.
Amazing.
I do like a homemade.
No. You just said you want, you know, from Quick Trip, the cranberries that you're picking up Thursday
like
at 11 a.m.
Are you trying to get some sort of endorsement?
Agreed.
There has been so much Quick Trip talk in this show.
Hi, it's Chad Hartman for Quick Trip. I'm willing. Yeah, I'm willing to Buckeye Place or whatever. I'm open.
Bucky's. Hey, Bucky's. You are not wrong about that. Yeah. I have yet to see a Bucky's.
Yeah.
Sent my son down to visit his grandparents about a year ago.
Yeah.
They took the whole darn family to Bucky's. Everybody sat around with their fresh Bucky's sandwiches.
Yeah.
He comes home with a Bucky's T-shirt.
You know what he didn't have with his grandparents? Mayonnaise.
Perhaps not.
He did not have mayonnaise either. Okay, Perhaps you're wrong on that. You're one of two. That's not bad.
You know what? So for my last, I'll make it quick. Yeah. Here's the thing. Sadly, radio is a bit of a dying art form. Okay? Tough enough for people to learn how to have a conversation as it is. But you guys at CCO, I love how you reach out into the community and you can affect tangible change. What you guys do for the Union Gospel Mission, what you did for this National Bone Marrow Donor Program, just spreading the word, I so appreciate you. And I want more and more people to introduce their kids to radio. We cannot let this go. It's free. It's accessible for everyone. It's always serving a purpose in your community. Because I'll tell you what, Spotify, they're not going to build a park down the street from your house. iTunes is not going to raise money for your son, Chad. We have got to start supporting radio stations. We're so lucky. The Twin Cities area still has great radio.
We do. Yep. It's far from just here. A lot of great, talented, decent people working in radio.
So we got to support them. I support you guys. I've got my insurance through the Canopy Group. That's for you, Jason.
Thank you.
I met with Matt Gutman to create an estate plan this summer.
Beautiful.
What else we do? I take this kid to Stretch Lab.
Yeah.
And I just dropped off a title yesterday for my second car donation at Newgate School.
How about that?
These are little tiny things that anybody can do.
Whose job are you going to take first, mine or Jason's?
I'll be honest. I'm a little surprised Brad Lane hasn't come running in with a big fat contract for me.
Yeah.
You know? For the meanest mom in Minnesota who hails from the mean streets of Linden Hills.
Yeah.
Does
love...
get tougher.
No meaner streets.
Does get tougher. If you ask Linden Hills, those people have been telling the story of one person who got carjacked over there.
I mean,
you would have thought it would have happened 1 million times.
I mean, it's really difficult.
Right? I was so fortunate to grow up a stone's throw from Thomas Beach. I love it. I love the city. And I love you guys. Thanks for doing what you do.
Oh,
am I wrong?
That is incredibly kind, and I can tell how sincere you
That's
are
really
about
nice.
It. It is touching. This radio station has a tradition of hiring genuine, kind people who truly want to help out. We have our event coming up with Union Gospel Mission coming up with a lot of energy on homeless. But I will say there are so many stations in town with equal commitment to their various causes.
I don't know about that.
And radio still does matter. So it's great to hear that.
I thought I was getting into it for the free concert tickets, but when I got there, I fell in love with the work we got to do. I got to help save lives, literally, and I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world.
Thank you so much for being a part of this.
Thank you, Chad. This was very kind
that you would be a part of it, bring your son down, donate, come down to meet Shaletta, meet all of us, and
anytime.
Express these kind words.
And hey, when you guys do your bit for Union Gospel Mission or any of that, you call me up. I will come and volunteer for you.
Look at this.
That is going to happen because it's not that far away. You are not the meanest mom in Minnesota.
Don't ruin my street cred here,
Chad. Yeah, exactly.
It's a good bet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You want to preview a little bit of your show here?
I don't think that's necessary. Okay. That is wonderful.
Don't need it. I think that's a better way to finish.
Very nice.
Jason's going to take you home. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody. I was going to be off to play golf Monday. That's over. I'm back Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.